Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it's July 1st. It's Friday. It's fucking Friday, July 1st, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the climate basin. So it's a hot, hot day. I'm sure I'm going to find something I have to do outside. That's just the way it fucking works. Anyways, let's see what we got here on the itinerary. Actually, something different. I mean, it's twisted bullshit, and the numbers are skewed, but the fucking... Maybe it's coming to the point that it can't be ignored anymore. Number of Americans willing to take up arms against government revealed. This is from RT News, and we'll get it in just a second.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, number of Americans willing to take up arms against government revealed. This is from RT. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And I mean, remember, this is them. This is them putting out numbers, so you know they're fucking lying. You know it's a hell of a lot more. Almost half of Americans feel strangers in their own country, a new opinion poll has revealed. Opinion poll by who? It also claims that the majority of people consider their government as a corrupt institution working against them, with more than a quarter saying it may be necessary to take up arms. The picture of public discontent was revealed by a poll published on Tuesday by the Institute of Politics of the University of Chicago. Two pollsters, one from each major party, surveyed 1,000 registered. So you got 1,000 registered fucking dim of fucking commies, and then you got the fucking 1,000 Trump-tards. That's what you're talking about here, and they're going to tell us what the whole goddamn country thinks. I mean, if within those numbers, they're getting the kind of numbers they're getting, that should tell you that everybody else, most of the people in this country aren't even registered to vote. And most that are don't fucking vote. This should tell you just how much the people fucking had it. We got nothing to fucking lose. I think what they're fucking, the omission here is that they know we're going to fucking fight. The results showed a high level of dissatisfaction across political and ideological lines in the U.S. in total, and 49% said they increasingly felt like strangers in their homeland, with the mood more prevalent among Republicans, independents, and conservatives. I don't really give a shit, because they're not even fucking, a fucking fraction of the fucking population. But this is what you're going to get. I mean, 40%. Well, yeah, they're all, but it's like the goddamn January 6th thing. Fuck you. I mean, you let that happen. You think we give a fuck if you're a Republican? That makes you a recontent. You're a cunt. Or a Democunt. You've shown what you won't do. If results are coming out and it's being forced out, it's because of people are doing shit who aren't running their fucking mouths, who aren't fucking polishing the fuck out of their fucking guns.
They all shit through the same hole.
You goddamn right they do. Oh, man. Let's see here. In total, 49% said they increasingly felt like strangers in their homeland, with the mood more prevalent among Republicans. I love that. They want to put this Republican. There are no Republicans. Listen to me. There is no left. There is no right. There's no Republicans, no Democrats. There are no conservatives. There are no liberals. There is law or there is not law. And right now there is not law. And what we're talking about here is there's going to be fucking law. See, even these fucking pussies here, they fucking say, we'll have to do the fighting, because you got to sit there with your fucking shiny gun and pretend you're fucking goddamn John Wayne or some shit, instead of getting off your fucking dead ass and doing something about it. But the reason you're seeing this shit come out is because they've come to the conclusion, we're going to fucking fight him, and we are going to fucking fight him. 40% agree with the sentiment to some degree. When asked if they considered the government, quote, corrupt and rigged against everybody, everyday people like me, 56% of respondents said they did. Democrats were the only group where the share of people who disagreed with the statement. What the fuck does that matter? What they're trying to tell you here is that people are getting ready to blow your fucking asses out of the goddamn public offices that you are in illegitimately and in violation of the fucking law. You're getting ready to fucking meet the goddamn justice that you have been fucking avoiding for 100 fucking years or better. More than that, since fucking 1789, your fucking constitution never was no good. You never had any authority over us. You never ruled with consent. And you just got to the point you don't even fucking throw a scrap to one of your own fucking people. Your own fucking goddamn, but the Democrats are turning on the communists or the whatever the fuck they are turning on the communists. And then the fascists are turning on the fascists. And they're both fucking goddamn capitalists. I mean, come on. Democrats were the only group where the share of people who disagreed with the statement was slightly larger than those who agreed by two percentage points margin. The statement that, quote, it may be necessary at some point soon for citizens, well, you citizens, you go do whatever you want. You go do it because you've done a fine fucking job up to now, but you better fucking lead, follow, or get the fuck out of the goddamn way. We're not waiting around for you. You're just now getting a hold of the game and thinking about filing some court cases or something. I'm gonna go fuck yourself. If you ain't ready to fucking pull that fucking trigger, you ain't even a fucking American. For citizens to take up arms against the government, it's not the government, it's the fucking corporation. Any thought of government, the only government in this country is we the people. We're autonomous. We govern ourselves. So that's one thing they worked in there was just like fucking democracy and fucking the first, second, third amendment, bullshit, fucking constitutional rights, bullshit. Same fucking thing. There's no fucking government. There was no one given authority. We gave nobody authority to govern over us. We never consented to shit. Like I said, who ran against George Washington? Who? Or was he appointed by the same aristocracy that were the oppressors in the fucking colony? They were the king's fucking hands. Was supported by 28% of Americans, including 38% of conservatives, 36% of Republicans, 30, listen to this shit, 35% of independents and 37% of those who have guns in their homes. Even among self-described soft Democrats, 19% said armed resistance may be necessary. Maybe necessary. My ass can't be fucking stopped is where we're fucking at, or you wouldn't even be hearing shit like this. While supporters of the major parties distrust their government, they don't like each other much either. The poll suggests a resounding 73%. See, when they talk about 73% of Republicans, they're talking about 73% of about fucking, 10 or 15% of the total fucking population. But they try to make these numbers skew to like 73% of Americans. You have not a fucking clue what the majority of Americans are thinking right now. You can't. You would have to do a fucking poll. You'd have to poll millions of people. It's just like this fucking fantasy that there's some Congress out there that fucking represents me. Horse shit. You don't represent no fucking buddy. It's all been a fucking sham from the get-go except for the fucking Bill of Rights. It's the only fucking written, ratified by we the people, our fucking law, our autonomy, our fucking jurisdictional authority, and by God, we're going to enforce it on you. You're going to answer for your fucking crimes. Bullies trying to impose their views on others. Oh, the Republicans agreed that Democrats were bullies. Fucking look at these motherfucking bullies. I'll write it down on a piece of paper bigger. I mean, I don't know, maybe bolder or something. What the fuck are you talking about? Trying to impose their views on others, and 70% said Democrats are, quote, generally untruthful. When Democrats were asked the same two questions about Republicans, 74% and 69% of them agreed, respectively. I mean, this political party shit. Hey, you know what? You got 10 to 10. I bet you ain't got 15% no more. You got about 10 to 15%. You're fucking talking about. You know, here's what it means. It means nothing. Your fucking political parties mean nothing. The people as individuals have had it with your fucking ass. The divisions, however, are not yet at a point where people would prefer some form of segregation along political lines. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. You really think you're going to cut up this thing? You're going to cut California off? California's coming to heel. They're going to come to fucking heel and they're going to obey the goddamn law or they're going to get strung the fuck up. Got it? They ain't going to just, well, we're going to go off here and be a bunch of faggot ass goddamn communists right in the middle of your fucking country. No, you're not. It's a part of the fucking republic, or it's a part of the fucking people's. It's under the fucking jurisdiction of we the fucking people. And it's in violation of our goddamn law. And it will come back into fucking compliance with our law, and the fucking traitors that put it out of compliance will fucking hang. They will get their fucking trial, will show their fucking goddamn treason with their in their own handwriting. You got that? Giving goddamn fucking resource this country away to fucking invaders, illegal invaders. You motherfuckers think you're going to get away with it? You're wrong. We're not seceding. We're going to give up fucking California. We're not giving up Texas. We're not giving up no fucking state. We're taking it all fucking back. And you're gonna fucking answer to our fucking law. Get ready for it. Political lines, the poll indicated Americans are overwhelmingly fine with having people from the opposite camp marrying into their families, teaching their kids at school, or babysitting for them. Figuring that out, stupid. This is how far stupidity can be taken. This country was to be built by individuals. This country has an emphasis on individuality. It is the opposite camp and this fucking click and that click and this. That's how they've always fucking got over, is by fucking teaming up in cliques. And, you know, like the Masonic Dirty Church fucking mafia. These motherfuckers have always fucking went and dirty deals behind dark doors and fucking then backed it up they did put together an unlawful standing fucking army of mercenaries. They're going too. We'll wipe them out. We'll wipe you fucking out. Everyone that fucking backs this fucking treason dies. The law is going to be enforced. Their families teaching their kids at school or babysitting. Now, fucking you idiots. You fucking morons. Half of the respondents said the root of the problems with the political disagreement in the United States is that the other side was, quote, misinformed. Bite my ass. All of this, you all are Republicans and Democrats. That means you're party fucking followers. You do not know who you are. You do not know what your responsibilities are. You do not know what the law of this fucking land is. You're a fucking idiot. You're breathing fucking air you shouldn't be breathing. I mean, misinformed. Fuck you. You're misinformed, dipwit. If you're a fucking Republican, if you're a fucking Democrat, you, if you cater to any fucking collective in this country of individuality, you're a fucking traitor. 35% acknowledged that there were just honest differences of opinion. Yeah, you goddamn right there's honest differences of opinion. And the honesty of the fucking goddamn fact that you are in gross violation of the highest law in this goddamn land. Unalienable law. Ratified by we the people. December 15, 1789. And we can hang or shoot or do whatever we have to do to enforce that fucking law on you, motherfucker, and your political motherfucking party. You got it? I know you got your fucking wants and whims and your political platforms that fucking provide the fucking corporate welfare that you've enjoyed since the beginning of this country. Those days are over. You're giving it all back. You motherfuckers who have sucked dick to the top, you're coming down. Get ready for it. We'll take your shit. You think we can't do it? You fucking test us. We've seen what you're made out of. Where were we? 48% of those polled said news reporters, editors, and newscasters were trying to get their own viewpoints across. Rather than presenting the facts with as little bias as possible, a view that was supported by 37%. Any of you read the fucking Bill of Rights? Any of you fucking 37%? You got a fucking IQ of fucking of a third grader? You think you could read it? Because I ain't fucking heard it reiterated no fucking where amongst none of you fucking idiots. You traitors. You go with a political party against the goddamn Bill of Rights, you're a fucking traitor. You hang. Cable news and communicators on social media were perceived as being far more politicized than local news. What the fuck are you talking? Politicized? Who do you think owns local news? Who owns it all? The goddamn Zionist Jews, from the fucking goddamn local fucking goddamn radio station to the fucking NBC, ABC, the big fucking bastards at the top, and the cocksuckers who are trying to steal the internet away from us. They're trying to, trying to give us something else. This must be why it's happening, is because we can't try. We know what you fuckers are. We know you want to enslave us. We're not going to be your fucking slave. I guess you're starting to get the fucking hint, huh? You're getting close to that fucking jungle, aren't ya? Won't you step on in there and see what, look around, see how she looks to ya. Trust to report events in good faith. The attitude towards national newspapers like the New York Times was divided across political lines. Fuck you and your politics. You Democrats and Republicans are fucking irrelevant in this fucking fight. How's that fit suit ya? You're fucking irrelevant because you're fucking nothing because you won't fucking do a goddamn thing. Fuck you and your political platform that violates the law. You'll hang for that, son of a bitch, too. Because there's plenty in all those political platforms that are direct motherfucking disparagements and fucking denials of fucking rights that can be proved easily. So you go ahead and get your ass out there and fucking put your name to it. Put your name, sign your death warrant, motherfucker. It seem the worm is turning, huh? Joe Biden claims Americans must pay more at the pump, huh? Really? That wasn't the one I wanted. Oh, here it was. more of the same. Some people are fucking starting to, I think some people are starting to act up out there. Now, they're not going to tell you about it, but you can fucking read between the lines and see the writing on the fucking wall and all that shit they say. U.S. Supreme Court throws out rulings upholding gun restrictions. Oh, did they really? See, the bottom line is everybody should be going, well, yo, goddamn, right on. Yeah, we rule. No, you just now said that they fucking rule. Because you're saying that these cocksuckers who have no goddamn right to, they have no jurisdictional authority to fucking gauge, to fucking weigh, or to fucking monitor your fucking rights to the tiniest fucking degree. All they've ever been had the fucking authority to do was to give an opinion to another fucking government son of a bitch, period. But we'll read it anyway because it does, it shows that they're fucking, they're seeing that this again, the people are going to fight. And the sooner the fucking better, in my opinion. U.S. Supreme Court throws out ruling upholding gun restrictions. This is from Reuters. On the heels of last week's landmark ruling expanding individual gun rights. Oh, expanding individual. They're expanding. They're not expanding anything. They are just, they're infringing less. They are fucking denying less. They are committing treason less. But they've already committed the treason even thinking that they have anything to fucking say about it because they don't. Individual gun rights, the U.S. Supreme Court. Oh, the U.S. Supreme Court, you fucking phony, fucking foreign son of a bitches. You fucking socialist faggot motherfuckers. You can't be a socialist and a communist and be for the Bill of Rights because it is about individuality. It is the ultimate fucking document on individuality. U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday threw out several lower court rulings that had upheld restrictions including bans on assault-style rifles in Maryland and large-capacity ammunition magazines in New Jersey and California. Why did they do it? That's why, because there's the people that are saying, fuck you, come get it. Come on into the goddamn jungle and let's play. Let's get this shit over with. Well, here you go, man. What the fuck? All you had to do is have to put your stamp on it. You had your big boys up there. You fucking have got all your shit in place. You've written it down on a piece of paper. Now fucking come and do it. No, I guess we're not going to go after them people in New Jersey and California for their fucking ammunition and their goddamn size of their clips and their guns. It's a little dangerous. And you don't have what it takes. We'll wipe your ass out in one fucking day and you know it. You're going to have to bring your blue helmets in and we're going to kill every goddamn one of them too. And we are going to take back control of this fucking country and you motherfuckers are going to hang. You are going to face a real fucking jury of fucking your peers in the common law of we the fucking people. Where I stand as fucking tall as you do, you motherfucker, no matter how much money you got in your pocket. The actions by the justices sent these cases back to the lower courts to reconsider in the light of their June 23rd ruling that declared for the first time, people, a constitutional right to carry a handgun in public for self-defense. Wait a minute. This is from 1791. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear their arms shall not be infringed. To say that I can't carry it in public would be an infringement, you motherfucker. This is fucking, all you're doing is you're fucking, you know, you're busted. Too many people have found out about it. Too many people understand their authority. You ain't got no authority to tell me what gun I can carry. I can carry it any fucking where I want. You answer to me, motherfucker. That was the fucking deal. And hey, you know, you went and created that goddamn in 1871 and 1870. You went and created your fucking own little fucking corporation. That corporation is going down. All corporations are going down. They're going to be fucking stomped into the fucking ground along with the monarchies. We the people are going to rule this goddamn earth, you sons of bitches, and we'll rule it with autonomy, and we will rule it with fucking equal justice like this Bill of Rights right here. Right here is all we fucking need. We don't need you. In fact, you are a detriment to our fucking freedom and our liberty, and you know it. You're starting to read that son of a bitch, are you? Maryland, yeah. The actions by the justices sent cases back to the lower courts to reconsider in light of the June 23rd ruling that declared for the first time, my fucking ass. The first time it was declared was goddamn Lexington Green. Next time at Concord Bridge. That's when it was fucking declared, you son of a bitches. And it has nothing to do with that constitution of yours that never was. Never consented to by we the people. It has to do with us and our fucking firearms and our willingness to use them. Right to carry a handgun in public for self-defense. Right to carry a handgun in public. Like it's fucking, you ain't got nothing to say about it. Shut the fuck up. It's American National talking to you, you fucking low-life piece of fucking trash. You nine pieces of low-life fucking trash. You have nothing to say about it. You better just fucking take all your fucking papers you wrote, and you'd better, too late to shred them. They're all over the fucking place. Those are death warrants for you motherfuckers when the common law courts come back online. And we start fucking trying your asses for treason and sedition against we, the people, and our jurisdictional authority over this goddamn land. That you think you can hand us and our fucking country over to a fucking goddamn international organization. You fuckers will hang twice. Last week's 6-3 ruling with the conservative justices in the majority. Fuck you, conservative. In fact, there is no conservatives. There are no liberals. You're just a bunch of fucking goddamn criminals. You've already committed the crime of pretending that you have anything to say whatsoever about our fucking rights because you fucking do not. You can advise one of your buddies within the fucking fiduciary. I wouldn't do that. Because they can hang your ass for that, or they can take every fucking thing you own for that. That was all you were there for. You have no power. You don't fucking dictate to us. Majority and liberal justices in dissent struck down New York State's limits on carrying concealed handguns outside the home. The court found that the law enacted 1913 violated a person's right to keep and bear arms. No! You fucking genius! Which one of these fucking geniuses read the third grade fucking goddamn second article in the Bill of Rights? It did? You're kidding me, man. It violated a person's right to keep and bear arms by telling them if they keep and bear arms, you'll put them in jail or shoot them? Is that what you're trying to tell me here, you fucking geniuses? Under the Second Amendment, shove that Constitution so far up your fucking ass that it comes out your ears. The people never consented to it. The people never ratified it. It is powerless. Except to the duplicity that it has been used as a fucking goddamn con to put in place a goddamn United States corporation and try to turn us all into fucking property of that corporation. We're not your property, and you ain't going to turn us over to your fucking international corporation either. Them fuckers are going to the gallows too. The ruling also clarified how courts must now assess whether regulations are valid. Listen to this. They now have to assess. Oh, God, of course we're going to jump on this, right? No, we're not. You don't have the goddamn authority to tell anybody shit about anything on the Bill of Rights. You fucking assholes. We have forbid you to have any such fucking authority. In the 9th article, read the son of a bitch. We're not going to jump on this and go, woohoo, boy, we won. No, we already won. We won before this fucking ever started. We already had the fucking rights. It was you trying to fucking squeeze and weasel. And you people that go and accept this go, oh, well, the Supreme Court said, then you're fucking stupid. The Supreme Court can tell you to lick your own fucking ass and you'll have to do it, dummy. They have no jurisdictional authority to tell us anything about our fucking Bill of Rights. We'll be right back.
the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and of course, was welcome to the jungle. And the jungle gets closer. And that's the way you're starting to see these guys come out and try to, you know, act like they do. They're trying to fucking get some legitimacy is what they're trying to get. I mean, people have said, fuck you, fucking do it, bitch. That's what the attitude of this goddamn country is. And more people have read that Bill of Fucking Rights, and more people are willing to fucking put everything aside and get the goddamn rights back, and then if they have a fucking problem, fucking we'll work her out. But this is the same what you're reading right here, man. I mean, this is not fucking, this is not Joe Biden going around fucking, what he just did was fucking goddamn, it was a violation of the fucking goddamn second article to the fucking People's Bill of Rights. There's no fucking question about it. He should be arrested. He should be tried. He should be hung or shot for fucking treason and sedition against the people and the people's authority in this goddamn country. He's not an authority over us. We are an authority over, well, fucking their corporation. Oh, man. We'll arrest your corporation. That's what we'll fucking do. And every son of a bitch and one of you motherfuckers that went corporate so you could steal from your fucking brother, you're going to pay for the fucking your fucking dirty deeds. Let's see here. U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment, requiring them to be we'll start from here. The ruling also clarified how courts must now assess whether regulations are valid under the U.S. Constitution. Fuck that Constitution. See, that's what the game they've been playing with you are. You don't look at that goddamn Bill of Rights. You fucking just say what that Bill of Rights says, you fucking do. You don't think about it. You don't fucking talk about it. You don't discuss it. You fucking do follow orders from headquarters. That is goddamn written in fact of law. It is fact of fucking law. It is law that can be enforced with the fucking barrel of a gun by any goddamn American national having that law violated against their person. On the spot. Where do we see? The ruling clarified how courts must now we must actually look and see if this is violating the Bill of Rights is what they want to say here, but they cannot say fucking Bill of Rights. Why can't they say fucking Bill of Rights, people? Because that fucker is pushing its way out. You can't deny what you're looking at. It is pushing its way. It's pushing its way through the fucking wall. They built fucking barrier after barrier after barrier between the people and their fucking rights, and those barriers are fucking coming down. And the people have had enough of this fucking shit. I'm thinking a handful of little motherfuckers who couldn't roll them over if they were dead are going to fucking rule their lives. Comparable with restrictions traditionally adopted throughout U.S. history, legal experts say the gun control advocates fear such a standard could lead courts to invalidate more gun restrictions nationwide. They can invalidate all they fucking want. They never had the fucking, you never had the fucking authority to validate any of these restrictions. You cannot put restrictions on that which cannot be restricted. You fucking ignorant son of a bitch. To do so is to commit treason and sedition and to get a rope put around your fucking neck. Those guns are there for a goddamn purpose, and the purpose is fucking shining out today. This fucking corporation needs taken out right now. It is an unlawful entity created in violation of the 9th article of the People's fucking Law, ratified December 15, 1791, the fucking law of this land. The jurisdiction of we the people, it violates it. It has to go. The justices' actions on Thursday mean that lower courts and our lower courts that allow gun restrictions will have to reconsider decisions, including one upholding Maryland's ban on high dangerous military style assault rifles. Well, you mean you're going to have to reconsider that, are you? Because the people said, fuck you, lock and load, let's do it. You stepped up and you peeked in the jungle, you went, motherfucker, and they jumped back. Yeah. And evidently there are some people doing some things out there. Gotta be. Maryland enacted its ban after a shooter used such a weapon in the 2012 mass killing of 20 children and 6 adults at fucking phony San Diego. Hey, I say you're a fucking phony, fucking lying bastard son of a bitch. School had been shut down for a fucking year. You can play that fucking game with me. Fuck you. Newtown, Connecticut, five other states also ban these weapons. Maryland said it in a legal filing. The justices sent back to lower courts other rulings upholding bans in New Jersey and California on firearm magazines, with more than 10 rounds of ammunition. The challenges in those cases were filed by state affiliates of the National Rifle Association. Thank God. See, if they're going to do it, if they're going to try and get you to believe that these son of a bitches have the authority to judge your fucking rights to begin with, they don't. I promise you they fucking don't. They do not have the authority to fucking regulate them, to fucking interpret them. They have only the fucking jury, the fucking common law jury can interpret them, or interpret the rights and fucking enact that law. They have to stay out of our fucking autonomy. They have to stay out of our fucking law. That is a condition of them existing. And they have fucking violated that condition. So they don't exist no more. And they never existed to begin with because that Constitution was never fucking ratified by we the people. You've never had a hold on us, you son of a bitches. And you claim the ultimate hold. Fucking ultimate jurisdiction over every fucking inch of land, every fucking person in this land. You fuck you, come get it, you cocksucker. There's things here that'll hurt ya. Challenges in those cases were filed by state affiliates of the National Rifle Association, a gun rights group closely aligned with Republicans. You fucking wieners. Your asses are grass. I don't give a shit what you do. You can't save yourself. You can't. What you've done, it's too documented, you motherfuckers. The Republican Party. We went Supreme Court. We won Supreme Court. Republican Party. Supreme Court ain't got nothing to say about it no more than you do, you treasonous son of a bitch, for even using that foreign apparatus that has no jurisdictional authority and pretending it does and signing your name and documents that are in a goddamn treasonous fucking court. Your fucking ass is going to hang too. The Supreme Court also threw out a lower court decision that had upheld Hawaii's restriction on openly carrying firearms in public as valid under the Second Amendment. It ain't the Second Amendment, motherfuckers. That is a body of fucking law. It was a single fucking amendment made of 10 articles. That's another thing you better start getting fucking used to fucking telling the truth about. Yeah, I mean, you're going to, when you see this much shit come out in one fucking day, you got to shake your fucking head and say, man, did somebody do something last night? Let's see here. Joe Biden claims Americans must pay more at the pump until Russian war ends. Elevate prices will continue for as long as it takes. No, they won't. Your ass is about to fucking get fucking grassed, motherfucker. You didn't read the last two fucking articles. You still can't read at a third grade fucking level and know what kind of fucking shit you're in, motherfucker. I'm not talking about that stuff in your diaper. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Joe Biden took the podium at Thursday's post-NATO summit press conference and was subsequently hammered by the press about his administration's devastating track record that has triggered crisis after crisis. Hell, crisis after crisis. This fucking country's on the fucking epitome of fucking being lost. Lost to the world. I mean, look at the shit we were talking about. They can't get no recruits to go into the homosexual army. They went, we'll just take all of these people that came in here from foreign countries and we'll put them in our army and that'll be the American army that'll back the Bill of Rights. Oh yeah, you goddamn right. That's why they had it down in their country, because they're so fucking brave. Because they'll fight for fucking freedom. How fucking stupid do you think we are? Don't answer that question. We will put their fucking asses in the mud. You can bet your ass on it. You fucking cocksuckers, just go away. You're thrown out of this country. You are evicted. Get the fuck out. That's an American national talking to you. You piss ant. He would, if he wasn't throwing, the Supreme Court under the bus over Roe, fuck Roe, all this goofy shit, Roe versus, you can't have international fucking law and independent fucking goddamn, fucking autonomy. You got that? I know, that's what, how they've held the Christian, that's how they've kept us apart. That's how they've kept us all off that one fucking page. Well, if you aren't just on here, then, well, abortion won't be illegal across the world, across the country, just as a fucking course of matter. You and no one even have to, who's gonna file these fucking, if there is, was an abortion law after we say we took the Republic back tomorrow. We reinstated the Bill of Rights. And then we want an abortion law across the country. Well, who's going to prosecute it? Well, it'll have to be the states and the federal government. Whoa, whoa! Aren't we guessing? I mean, wasn't that what they were getting rid of in the fucking goddamn, the uprising that was fucking, hijacked and made of, a goddamn rebellion? Isn't that what they were fighting against? Was goddamn fucking just such a fucking thing? Are you, the admiralty courts, king's courts? They, well, we've already determined that you're already broke the law. This is where you lose your innocent until proven guilty. Is by allowing shit like this across the board. They started out with their sundry laws. Can't drink beer on Sunday. Yes, I fucking can, you fucking dickhead. Take that Bible, shove it up your fucking ass, and mind your own goddamn business while you're able. But that's how they started this shit. And then a state law, clear across the state, it's the same standard, so now we can start doing case law thing. Because over here they saw that the case law, no! That denies the person of a fucking jury of their fucking peers. On the issue. The issue. Not somebody else's fucking issue that's close, or somebody else's issue that fucking is similar. They get a straight up fucking trial from the get go with a clean fucking slate. Nobody comes in and goes, well, a jury over here in four counties over here ruled this and it ruled that. I don't give a fuck what they ruled. They are not my goddamn peers, are they? They're four or five fucking counties away from being my goddamn peers. That's the only way you get the goddamn common law, is you have to accept that. That means if there's a fucking issue over an abortion, either it's a fucking murder that is fucking being investigated by the fucking sheriff's office and the sheriff and the coroner take care of it, or it's between two individuals and no fucking body else. And one of those individuals has to file against the other individual. Otherwise, you make an exception. Boy, you would do it. Because that's one of your biggies in your book, ain't it? It's one of your biggies in your fucking book you think you're going to use to tell me how to live my life. It's just like these goddamn Judeo-Christians. We've got to back. Jesus said that, you know, God said that, you know, when he comes back, he's going to forgive them of all the fucking baby fucking and sucking baby dicks and rape and murder and goddamn fucking every debauchery you can fucking think. He's going to forgive them because they're his chosen people. You know what? Shove that up your fucking ass. Shove that up your fucking ass so far it comes out your fucking ears. We are going to have our fucking goddamn autonomy. That means we are the law. Not the state, not a bank, four or five or ten of you going to put a bunch of money together and say we're going to hold an election and we're going to decide to make fucking this illegal or that illegal. Fuck you. You can't do it. You got a case, you have to bring it against the individual yourself. That's what common law means, motherfucker. That's what autonomy means. That's what self-rule means. That's why I am a guy. I am a sovereign of this nation just like the fucking Queen of England. on a par with the crown heads of Europe. Two or three fucking punk fucking ones, you punk motherfuckers, can't get together and decide, well, we'll just make a law. Man, Henry's going out to the bar and kicking our asses on Saturday night. We'll make a goddamn law against that. Nope, each time I kick your fucking ass, you got to file up some fucking charges. That's how it works. That's how the common law works. It has to work. And there can be no exceptions. So get that through your fucking head. The sooner you do, the sooner we can all get on the same fucking page. Hey, you want to fight about this when we're done with this shit? Once we get that Bill of Rights fucking in place, I'll fucking fight you. I'll fight you in court, or I'll fight you with fucking guns, motherfucker. You will not tell me how to live. You will stay away from my autonomy. You will make it a point to stay away from you. You'll swing way fucking wide to stay away from my fucking autonomy. You miserable son of a bitches, you're the ones that led us down this garden path into this fucking hell we're living in right now. You fucking know it all. Fucking I'm smarter than everybody else. I interpreted some theology, and so I think this is the way that you should live, and if you don't, we'll pass a law or something, and we'll get a government going here. Fuck you! I am the government! You are the government, stupid! You got a beef with what I'm doing? File your fucking papers. And we'll fucking either work her out or I'll meet you out in the goddamn field and we'll do it with pistols. That's when we fucking started losing this country anyways, when dueling was fucking outlawed. That's why a regular feller could walk up to a smug motherfucker and say, smuck him across the face with his fucking glove and say, motherfucker, get in the morning, fucking sunrise, on the fucking field of honor. We'll see about you. And then money and fucking wealth, all of it ceases to exist in the equation, doesn't it? Comes down to fucking honor. But that's why they've worked themselves away, because they're fucking sleazy fuckers. They really are. They always try to, the people who have written the history have tried to make these sleazy fucking worms look like fucking gods to us. George Washington was the father of my country. No, he fucking wasn't. I had many fathers to my country. The people who fucking died to give me my goddamn rights are the fathers of my country. The people who died to give me my autonomy were a whole group of fucking kiss-ass motherfucking cliques and good old boy associations and fucking goddamn Mason lodges and goddamn dirty church cabals. Couldn't get together and say, well, we all decide, hey, come on, let's get together here. We'll pool our fucking goddamn power, which you cannot do. But you did it anyway, didn't you? Because you wanted to fuck, because you think you have the right to rule over somebody else in your own interpretation. That is the most fucking arrogant, vain, sickening fucking thing that I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. You're beyond fucking disgusting. You can't take care of your fucking self. Don't worry about me. But I mean, the people that do it, and they have done it. I mean, there has been goddamn religion in our goddamn government, just like this last shit with fucking Trump. This guy, their own little religious fucking representative inside the government. That is fucking a violation of the law. Everybody involved with that fucking hangs too. You will be tried for fucking violation of the fucking first article. And you will be fucking hung because you are prima facie fucking guilty. We got the goddamn commercials. We got the goddamn fucking, the speeches. We got the fucking whole motherfucker on you, mother son of a bitch. Your fucking way of thinking does not rule. It can rule you, but it can't rule me. And the only way you got anything to say to me is if you have a real difference of life, a property damage, or I'm fucking damaging you, or I fucking beat the shit out of you or something. That's the only way you got any business with me. Otherwise, that you leave me the fuck alone, and I leave you the fuck alone. And everybody lives fucking happily ever after, because that's what it was meant to fucking be. But it is good to see things moving about. It is good to see them talking about, man, I mean, to even, for him to say it, but still, the reason they're saying that with the Supreme Court people, listen to me. It's so that they could, wow, the Supreme Court said it was okay. They never could say it wasn't okay, okay? They never could tell you anything. The only way you could be told anything was by if another individual took you in your individual capacity through the fucking procedural due process in the Bill of Rights to a jury verdict, and then you had to obey that jury verdict. And that would be people 12 people judging you that are judging your rights against their own fucking rights. That's what it was supposed to be. Anything else is fucking fraud. Period. It has to be. Anyway, as I've had enough of this fucking ranting, but I mean, think about what I fucking said. Think about who in the fuck is holding this shit up. These fucking arrogant son of a bitches. You can't just live your fucking life and leave others alone. You fucking goddamn, you're the kind of like a peeping Tom. You want to look through somebody's fucking fence and see what the fuck they're doing, don't ya? You are sick in the fucking head. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother. You did it wrong.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!